Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Nayanima Basu, Senior Associate Editor with The Print, and today I will discuss the political turmoil in Sri Lanka and how India is dealing with it. A day after Sri Lanka erupted in violence following the resignation of the country's Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, India said Tuesday it supports democracy, stability and economic recovery in the strategically located island nation and will always be guided by the interests of the Sri Lankans through a democratic process. As a close neighbor of Sri Lanka with historical ties, India is fully supportive of its democracy, stability and economic recovery, said Arindam Bagchi, spokesperson, Ministry of External Affairs. Bagchi added, in keeping with our neighborhood policy, India has extended this year alone support worth over $3.5 billion to the people of Sri Lanka for helping them overcome their current difficulties. In addition, the people of India have provided assistance for mitigating the shortages of essential items such as food, medicine, fuel, etc. India will always be guided by the best interests of the people of Sri Lanka expressed through their democratic processes. Meanwhile, top-level sources told The Print that India is hoping for an interim government in Colombo following Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa's resignation Monday that led to the eruption of massive violence across the island country as anti-government and pro-government protesters clashed. Sri Lanka has been witnessing continuous protests against the Rajapaksa family's rule since early March this year, as it was blamed for the economic crisis that has grappled the island nation. For months, the common people there have been facing food and fuel shortages, giving rise to prolonged power cuts. However, as the protests began to swell and spread across the country, Mahinda Rajapaksa, who is the elder brother of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, was compelled to leave the post of Prime Minister, leading to severe incidents of violence in which ancestral homes of the Rajapaksas and several of their ministers were burned down by an angry mob. The island nation had been under a week-long state of emergency. New Delhi, which is watching the fluid situation that has gone out of control, believes that President Gotabaya retaining his position will be able to work out an interim arrangement. According to sources, India, which has been constantly giving aid to Sri Lanka to tide over the unprecedented economic crisis there, is also not ruling out the fact that early elections may be called there, but believes that it will be an uphill task to remove President Gotabaya since that requires a tedious impeachment process under that country's laws. Last month, Sri Lanka's chief government whip, Johnston Fernando, had told the parliament that President Gotabaya will not resign under any circumstances as he was elected to office. Meanwhile, being the largest economy in the neighborhood, India has been the only country that has been giving humanitarian aid and assistance to Sri Lanka on a sustained basis since 2020. However, New Delhi has also been accused of meddling in their internal politics and throwing its weight behind the Rajapaksa brothers. Sources said, despite India's consistent support for Sri Lankans compared to its rival China during its recent crisis, Sri Lankans suffer from a perception problem against India due to legacy issues owing to Tamil minority reconciliation there. So what's next for Sri Lanka? As reports from the island nation came to light on Tuesday, Mahinda Rajapaksa has fled the country or he has been kept in a shelter at a naval base. The opposition, meanwhile, is putting pressure on doing away with the executive presidency system there by abolishing the 20th Amendment. On the other hand, economic problems in Sri Lanka can aggravate if the much-needed bailout package from the International Monetary Fund does not get approved owing to the political instability there. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching the developments closely in the days to come and bring all the latest updates. This is Nayanima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.